Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy Monday.
It's Monday.
It is. And yeah. I'm like, is it hot in here? Is it me?
No. You're sweating?
I just start sweating. That's it's what I do. When it gets warm out, it's going to be 86 degrees
this week. It's going to be gorgeous, gorgeous week.
Too warm?
No.
For first week of May?
No.
Perfect. Are we concerned?
No.
Not concerned?
No. I'm just happy. Coming into like best part of the year. You're going to see the best me happening in the next few weeks.
Just because the sun is shining.
Sun's shining. It's warm. Yeah. That's all it takes.
It does change the perspective of the day compared to the cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how places like Alaska do it where it's cold and it's like dark.
Dark. Yeah. So like the sun's up when I'm coming in the morning too. That helps.
Sun's out. Guns out.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great week. I'm very excited.
Yeah. You know who probably had a great weekend?
Who's that?
Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill.
Oh, I bet they were packed.
The whole weekend. Standing room only.
Right. Yes. They're used to being busy during football season. They found a way to bring the people in now.
If you hadn't seen the video yet, there was the sign, or the original story was there was a sign out front of Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill.
Right.
It was trolling David Tepper, and who's the owner of the Carolina Panthers. Basically, you know, how about we let the professionals pick the players this year, Dave? And Tepper sees it clearly, and Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill is located on Moorhead Street, like 3-4 blocks from the stadium. So Tep stops in. And this video is pretty controversial. You have a different take than I do on this video.
I mean, my issue is the taking the hat off really bothered me.
So he comes in the two front doors, like a double front door kind of thing, and he's standing at the hostess station there at the front of the restaurant. There's the manager there. Tepper begins talking to the manager, proceeds to take the guy's hat off his head.
So apparently he's wearing an Eagles hat. So he takes the hat off of him, right? My issue is, okay, if Tepper invites me to his suite for a football game.
You can touch my hat.
I come in wearing an Eagles jersey or hat. He takes it off. Yeah, fair, right? I came into your house. I did something, you know, to offend you.
Uh-huh.
You come into my house and you start telling me that you don't like what I have on, we got a problem. That's my issue.
Yeah.
That's my issue with this.
Bill's trying to play the audio from the video. We're running the audio from the video. It's the security camera footage came out. WSIC News app, all the socials, WSICnews.com. And then Tep leaves shortly thereafter after having a brief conversation.
Just felt like a real jerk. The taking off the hat was just a jerk.
Oh,
jerk
I mean, move. Come on. The dude's a billionaire. I mean, he's...
Okay, fine. Be a billionaire, but like...
I'm saying he's got people poking and prodding. His personality, who knows what he's really like?
I don't know.
Like, who knows the real
We're
David
not friends.
Tepper?
I don't know him. Exactly. We've never hung out.
In my opinion, heck yeah, take his hat off.
You're okay with that.
There's a sign out front for poking about the Carolina Panthers and homeboy manager's wearing an Eagles hat when you walk in. Yeah. Not only am I doing that, I'm ripping my shirt off with the Panthers logo right there in front. Say something.
I don't think that's the manager. I think that's just a guy working.
Well, he shouldn't have been working.
All right. shout out to the girl in the Under Armour.
Right. She's ready to go.
Well, she's like, hold on, I know this face.
That would be
picks up her phone, text boss. Tepper's coming, I'm out.
My issue would be I would have no idea who he is when he walked in.
Do you think they knew who
I don't know.
Was?
That's the thing. That could totally catch you off guard.
Yeah.
Would you recognize Tep if he walked in the door?
Oh, 100%. I've shaken that man's hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd recognize me too.
Here's the the real question is, the real thought I have here, you know Nicole sent him in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's sitting in the car. You go in there right now, and you tell them what's up.
Yeah.
And if any of them are wearing non-Panthers gear, you accost them.
You tell them to be happy about the concerts.
Speaking of, I did go to Kenny Chesney as well.
Oh, you did.
Well, I went to Zach Brown and Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney played there, too.
Sun Goes Down.
Yeah.
That was the name of the tour.
Yeah.
And then there was another girl. Gosh.
Megan Maroney?
Megan Maroney.
But Kelsey Ballerini, did she show up too?
Maybe.
Megan Maroney, what song does she have?
She's got a hit. I can't.
Yeah, she does have a hit. I keep seeing it on CMT.
Let me say, great show.
Yeah.
Great show. And I've said it before. I got berated in the car on the way down. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Justin, I thought you didn't even like country. I'm like, wait a second. This has nothing to do with country. Okay. This has everything to do with entertainment and a great show. But the stadium, I'll give it to Tep. It was packed. It was more packed than it's ever been for a Panthers game.
100%. Even ever. The I feel like even the Charlotte FC games are more packed than they are for any Panthers game.
Way more.
Yeah.
Is that because the Panthers just necessarily not being that good, or is it more football's dead?
Panthers. Football ain't dead.
No, football's doing fine. It's got no problems.
All right, we'll come back to that. I'm not convinced 100% on which route that is.
Megan Maroney, did she sing Tennessee Orange? That's her song.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mames.
You don't know.
I don't know. Mm. And I wouldn't know. But Zach Brown Band crushed it.
Yeah.
It was interesting that Zach wasn't the main
It wasn't the headliner, artist. Yeah, because I've seen him as a headliner before.
Here's my thought behind it. Past few years, while I love Zach Brown Band, I love their live particularly. He's been doing some weird stuff or testing some things. I'm sure as an artist, right, you get to a point, you know, you want to test, you know, try some things that's your own personal, not like what maybe like, you know, the label or the, you know, right. people are trying to push on you to put you in a box. I get that. He did get back to his roots, though, as far as this tour goes.
Played some classics. Good stuff.
And they were great. So I think maybe this is like a, hey, let's bring Zach back to the forefront. Also, Kenny, maybe it's his last, you know, shebang.
I saw him a couple years ago, last time he was at Bank of America. It was a good show. He puts on a great show. So even if you don't love country music, you can enjoy the
Absolutely.
Show. And that's what everybody told me, because I'm not the biggest, I mean, I know some Kenny Chesney songs, I'm not the biggest fan, but yeah, the show was worth it. I would go again.
Last time I saw him, I think was 2007 at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Same Kenny though.
Right.
Same Kenny. Sleeveless. Right. No.
Oh yeah, he looks
sleeveless
the same.
And sweating everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Same Kenny.
Yeah.
So if you were wondering if he's changed at all. He hasn't.
And he looks the same. I feel like he's just like paused time. I don't know what he's done.
I mean, he was like this big, like literally like a penny.
Yeah.
Like the size, like I was like squinting.
Yeah.
Kenny, you down there?
But you weren't backstage hanging out with him?
No, I was 500. Them tickets are expensive.
I know.
Them tickets are
expensive.
How some of these people afford that floor level seat? I'm like, nah, y'all out your mind.
Yeah.
No
way.
I
don't know how they afford it either. Yeah.
And so do you think, I'm wondering if they showed us the numbers for the Kenny Chesney concert. I bet you it made more during that concert than probably half the Panther season.
I would say all.
As far as in stadium. Now the media stuff and you know, profit right. sharing as teams and all, set all that aside. Take the individual Bank of America stadium.
Oh, I agree.
I bet you Kenny crushed it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know who's coming up too?
Who?
Morgan Whalen.
Coming to Bank of America.
He's coming to Bank of America this summer, I believe. I'm almost positive.
You going?
It's debatable.
Okay.
Just for a show. Not for the music.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. There's no way I could get Rob there.
Because it's Morgan Whalen or because it's
country music?
He didn't like country? I thought Rob liked country.
No. Not a country fan. So, yeah, that'd be a tough sell for him to get him there. Because he didn't want to go when he was at the, is it still called Verizon?
No, it's PNC.
PNC. Whatever it's called now. Yeah, he didn't want to go when it was there. And those lawn tickets were up to like $1,000.
No.
Yes. On the resale market, yeah.
What?
That is a problem.
I had a friend who paid $1,000 for a lawn seat. Yeah.
I need new friends.
Very cool.
Yeah. No, we don't hang out anymore.
I gotta start writing country music.
I was going to say, country's where it's at, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Is there an artist that's worth $1,000? Taylor Swift?
Rocky Lynn.
Rocky Lynn.
Right. About to bring down the house of Rocky Lynn. All right. Yeah. Rocky Lynn's on his way in. Good tease there. That was pretty good. He's got a documentary, and I've seen it, and it is good. It's about his life. Yeah, so Rocky's going to be joining us in studio at 7:30. I think Sue will be here, too. Great time hanging out with Rock.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Monday to you. If you're driving down, we're going to figure out what's actually going on out there. That's what we need to do. Oh! Hit it with the hard stop on the Monday. Yeah! RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. Traffic is picking up and getting heavier. Same way with from Charlotte north to Statesville. There's some places of heavy congestion. Traffic was flowing at the time. There'll probably be some typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So hopefully it'll be a good Monday.
Easy way to start the week there, right, Jeff? How about this weather, though?
Yeah. Oh, great weather.
Yeah.
Great to be in North Carolina.
All the way, whether in Charlotte or Raleigh, did you return the Pomeranian? Pomeranian dog? Is that what your daughter's dog is, Pomeranian?
Yeah, a little Pomeranian, yeah. So we're without a dog right now, but that's okay. It was fun it's fun to borrow them and send it back.
Live vicariously. Yeah. I get it. Absolutely. Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right, you guys have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICats.com. You got a specialty place to go. Maybe on Tuesdays you got to go to the VA, or Thursdays you want to go to Winston-Salem, or Friday Hickory. Well, only a dollar to get picked up from your front door, driven there, a dollar to get back. It's a pretty darn good deal, if you ask me. I need a pen.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Today's word of the day on this beautiful Monday, April 29th, is tendentious.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Tendentious.
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 It's a adjective.
Yes, today's word of the day, not presented by Merlefest, next year.
Because Merlefest is over.
Merlefest is over.
It's already gone.
Wow.
Great time up there at Wilkes Community College. A total scene over the weekend.
It was.
A festival.
Yes. So for those following along at home, tendentious, we're dealing with an adjective here. T-E-N-D-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
I'm getting tendonitis vibes from it.
Yes. I figured you would.
Mm-hmm. Not what it is. Okay.
Would you like to hear it in a sentence or two?
Or tender, like meat, like tenderizing meat to make soft.
Let's do this.
Okay.
The book proved to be a tendentious account of the town's history, written to rescue the reputation of one of its less scrupulous founders.
Yeah, two words in there.
Yeah, I love when they do that to me.
Can you repeat the sentence one more time?
Yes, the book proved to be a tendentious account of the town's history, written to rescue the reputation of one of its less scrupulous founders.
Flattering.
Nope.
Like all-encompassing.
No, I think this sentence will provide more context.
Okay.
Oh. Justin's tendentious remarks about Bill's haircut revealed his biased opinion, as he seemed determined to criticize it regardless of its actual quality.
First off, I complimented it. Second off, hateful.
All right, I will allow... Hateful? I don't think hateful is the right word, but you're flirting.
And crusty!
No, not crusty. Tendentious is a formal word, so we're talking formal.
Okay.
It's a formal word. Yeah, a formal word used disapprovingly to describe someone or something expressing a strong, biased point of view in a way that may cause an argument.
So like a negative bias, not just a biased point of
view. So Justin, when you come in and call my haircut crusty, we got problems.
That's tendentious.
That's very... Oh, how tendentious of you, Justin. Yeah. I muttered as you walked into the studio.
Tepper
under
moving
my breath.
That hat was real tendentious.
Oh, very tendentious. Yes, great very job, Mamie. Yes.
Okay, 2 points of conflict here. Yes. Number one, Tep's fine to touch the hat. I'll stick with that. Two, I would never disrespect your body like that by telling you that it's not a 10, Bill. Okay? Let's be very clear.
My body's tendentious.
I'm sorry. I was writing down the definition. Negative?
Yeah.
Bias. Negative
bias. That's the word I was looking for.
The formal word.
I think I would have known the bias. That's a shorter word. Don't you think I would have known that first? All right.
Scrupulous,
I'm not going to try to make a sentence right now.
Yeah, scrupulous.
Who knows what that means?
It's so funny because I'll read like, all right, 80% of like the sentence. And of course, like the last two words I did not read. And scrupulous definitely got me on a Monday.
Yeah.
You go through it. Okay, yeah. I got these.
I think I even tried to mumble over the word.
Trulis.
Trulis Founders?
Yeah.
You got it?
Something.
All right, cool, cool, cool.
It's like being in the shower, just brushing over using soap. You know,
and Justin
no
just
deal.
Tells me,
who does that?
Read the sentence again.
Read it louder.
Sometimes you got to say it twice.
Yes, no, you're right.
To
you're
be
right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
But as far as the showers go, you know, they're saying now daily showers are purely performative and have no real health benefit. That's what they say. Experts insist.
Crusty.
Yeah. I don't quite believe that. They don't live with a teenager. Showers are necessary daily, sometimes more than once a day.
There was a guy on my timeline recently who I saw, and he hadn't taken a shower, from what the post claims. No, you know, everything you read on the internet's true.
True.
60 years?
No.
And
because he's taking a bath, and that was the clickbait.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't taken a shower in 60 years. You click on it, he only takes baths. Da, da, da.
I didn't see that part.
You don't click on the article.
No.
You
just no, read I know the article's fake.
That's it's true. Here's the headline.
That's it. No, but purely performative. So isn't it?
I perform in the shower.
I'm not. Nope. Only matters is the pits and the nethers. That's it, right?
Yes.
The rest of it's
fine.
Superlative.
Right. Purely
superfluous.
Peace of mind, yeah.
Superfluous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purely tendinaceous.
Tendentious. I don't think it's tendentious, but yeah.
I'm wondering if this, I'm just trying to say it enough times that eventually it'll catch a trend.
Correct.
First comment on this article. If you believe these experts, I have some oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll sell you.
Yeah, you should say I have a bridge in New York. I'll sell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the tornadoes this weekend? Did y'all
catch
those?
Wild. So the first video I saw, I thought it was AI because it just looked so unbelievable. But
devastating.
It was wild.
And there was two, like, so the first one I think was Nebraska, and then I'm pretty sure, what was it, Saturday night into Sunday, Oklahoma got throttled, throttled. And I go back to what for these people is not a game, but tornado, hurricane, earthquake. Here's tornado right here. Here's the options you got. Just devastating. WSIC News app, all the socials, WSICnews.com. We got the live video here, or the video stream, excuse me, of some of these clips from Oklahoma.
Just like flattened. That's crazy.
This is an entire town, city, obliterated.
I don't even know how you start to clean that up.
Holy moly.
Wow. That's scary.
Man.
And the video of the actual hurricane, or excuse me, of the tornado, if you go to the other video, the one from Nebraska, the other link I got there, I mean, this did look AI generated.
I think this was one of the first videos I saw, too.
I mean, it looks like straight out of the movie Twister.
It does. It looks like it's CGI, AI, it does not look real. And the fact all these cars are driving towards it, too, like, what? What?
Are they, like, used to it? Like, okay, man, this thing will pass, like, no big deal?
I don't know. I don't live in tornado country, so I don't know what the protocol is for driving towards a tornado. I would think it'd be, like, get off the road, get in a ditch. I don't know what you do
in tornadoes. Yeah, when you're driving. I mean, if you're in a car, I mean, I would say stay in the car and then try to drive away from it.
These cars
turn around?
Don't drown. Your car's not a boat.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if Bill pulls up this video so I get his reaction of this tornado.
I can't find that other one.
It's on the sheet in the same place.
I put two links.
Double
together.
Links. That's on it's my just phone. A double link.
That's going to be nearly impossible.
But there were some reports that this was like two storms that came together, like or two cyclones or something like that. The science on this is crazy. Bill, I thought about you for this though because you said what you wanted to do was go storm chasing.
Yeah. Yeah, for the old bachelor trip.
Oh, that's your bachelor party.
That's what he wants to do is go storm chasing. I think we've got enough tornadoes we can make this happen now.
All right, Bill, you're driving, and this is your bachelor party.
I cannot find the
storm.
Clip, by the way. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'll pull it up for you later so you can see. I just want to get your reaction more than anything.
If I see a storm, I don't know. After seeing that video right there, it kind of seems like I was talking a big game.
There are some weather people that I follow on Twitter that had like the vehicle, you know, like it's an armored vehicle basically, like that's so heavy that it won't get lifted. I think even they stayed away from some of these. Like,
right. When you see how it flattened those houses, yeah, I think it could lift up whatever it wants to.
Yeah. Might be a better idea.
So I go back to tornado, hurricane, earthquake.
You got to pick one?
Yeah, remember we were...
He always makes us pick one.
Oh, gosh. None of them. Sunny and 80 degrees.
No, you
got to
pick one. No, you can't say none of them. You got to pick one.
Oh, that's a hard one. Hmm. I don't know.
Got that dolphin around?
I was going to try to move past Friday.
I had more than one person tell me they were listening to our dolphin segment and they thought it was hilarious.
Oh, they did? I felt so bad after that on Friday. Oh, I felt terrible.
Well, then why did you ask the question?
I don't know why I did. I don't know why it even landed on the sheet. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm hopped up on sugar. You know what I mean? I'm in bed ready. You know, it was a combo.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I
don't know.
I don't think I want any of them, man.
I don't want any of them either.
I definitely don't want earthquake. I will tell you, I do not want earthquake.
So earthquake's out first, so then you're between tornado and hurricane. Which one are you going?
Here's my... Do I have to... Okay.
You have to.
You made the rules. So yes, you have to.
No, do you have to... Like, well, I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase it. Because I'm not going to say you have to stay in the path of the tornado. You can move about around the tornado. Hurricane... You know in advance, like that's the advantage. But like you know, also like if it hits, you're getting thrashed. Like you're done. Your house is done. It's like you might as well just live at a hotel forever. Maybe.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin Villanmaney now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Monday to you. Joined by one of the greatest of all times.
Yes.
Told Kenny, I can't do it right now. You got to go, Kenny. I'm going to stay here at the studio and produce some of the best albums ever made. Rocky Lynn joins us in studio right now.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for
y'all.
Coming.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. You interrupted Susan's weekly shower. You're talking about the shower. Here's what happened. We got a YouTube TV, you know that?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah. I'm
and
familiar.
So we got the National Geographic channel and... One morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, Susan is watching the National Geographic Channel.
Oh boy!
And they talk about this thing called microbiome, which is you can't see it, you don't know what it is. But she says she read on there or saw on there that if she takes a shower, it gets rid of her microbiome and it helps not get sick. So now she doesn't shower ever.
Ever. It's not true. That's a gross exaggeration.
Well, plenty of, I don't, do you even have time to shower these days? You got a new album out,
He was in the Army, he can shower quickly.
Oh, okay, he's used to that, okay.
It's like a two-minute
spritz
thing.
Kind of thing, right. Like that's it?
Well, no,
only get the sweet spots, that's it.
That's it. I'm just moving. You getting in there, getting out. And I'd like to address the whole concert price.
Let's do that.
The price of concerts.
Yes. I'd love for y'all to address that.
Okay, so the first concert that I ever went to was Black Sabbath.
Heck
the
yeah.
Mob Rules tour with Ronnie James Dio singing at the Greensboro Coliseum. I was in school, high school. I might have been in high school. I might have been in grade school. And it was
$8. Mm-hmm.
That's what the ticket was.
$8.
That's how old I am.
It cash
was $8.
Only.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy a T-shirt because the T-shirt was $8 as well. And I thought, well, that's too much because I paid $8 for the ticket.
Right.
I wish I'd bought that shirt. And still had it. But, so my daughter's turning 16 years old. Big deal.
Yeah.
So when you turn 16.
Gotta do something special.
Her favorite singer is Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And her loving, kind, wonderful dad says, taking you to the Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah.
This is before I bought the tickets. Take it. Guess how much the tickets were?
Yeah. Can't.
Where's she playing at that you're going to take
her? Spectrum?
What venue?
Yeah.
It was at Spectrum.
At Spectrum.
And I wanted her to sit. Well,
close.
Maybe I wanted to sit near it. Near
decent.
The,
yeah.
A nice
I'm
seat
say
in the middle.
About $500.
$753 a ticket.
Yeah.
And I'd already committed to it, so I had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd already done
couldn't
it.
Couldn't take that back.
I couldn't take it back.
Not
so
for
we
a 16-year-old.
And we got there, and there was no band.
No
it was,
band.
It was dancers. It was beautiful. It was, my gosh, it was beautiful, and it was wonderful, and it was great. But it was not a concert. It was a show.
Mm.
Like, you know, the music was all on tape.
You've seen the different iterations of performance, and I don't want to say music, right? Because music changes this time, and that's fine. But the entertainment perspective behind all of it, You ever gonna get some dancers and stuff up on your stage with you too, and doing all that stuff and that jazz and the fluttery stuff?
When we do the VFW National Convention, which, you know, I'm an old veteran as well.
Yes, but sir.
In veteran terms, I'm a young veteran. So when you go to the VFW National Convention, we love it because we're the youngest people.
Yeah, we're not driving by on our little scooters.
When we play that, and we do all of our patriotic stuff, and so when we do Heroes Come From Small Towns, I have all the gold stars come up and stand on stage. But when we do our medley of Rockin' in the Free World and American Band, we have cheerleaders. We have dancers come out,
okay,
and they do a thing. Yeah. You know, they're all in their 70s, but doesn't matter.
You're playing to the crowd, though. You're playing.
They're young.
Yeah, they're relatively young.
So we got dancers, man.
What we do is we'll usually reach out to like whatever the local sports team is, either basketball or football or, you know, whatever, and see if the cheerleaders would come. And, you know, we pay them. Obviously, they come and they do. You know, they practice for a little while, right? And then they come out and they hand out little American flags during We're an American Band. It's really cool.
The first time we tried it was at the VFW National Convention, and it was such a big hit. I thought we should do that everywhere we go. So the next week, I think we were in Hutchinson, Kansas, and Susan reaches out to the local, the 4-H club, I think. She was supposed to reach out to the local high school, but she got the 4-H club, and they brought three goats and a cow with pom-poms, and they're out there going, mo. But it wasn't quite the same.
Not the same effect.
So we're going to wait on the dancers till we get maybe a little bigger van or something.
There you go.
I'm so old that radio, you know, when I started in radio, it was all just a tin can and a rope.
That's it.
It was it.
Still
one
is.
Can
That's
or
all it really is.
Congratulations on your show. I ran into a friend of yours, Mark O'Connor.
Okay.
While we were doing our little promotional tour. I think he's been on your show.
It's possible. Maybe. I just get told to look, Rocky. Like you have like your studio that like
right. Like Mark and Maggie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mark and Maggie.
He said to tell you hello. And there it is right there. Got the record.
Lovely. Yep.
They came in and performed.
Oh yeah.
On Know the Scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did great. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
He's generally considered the best violin player that's ever lived.
Wow.
I think they played like in the studio.
Yeah,
he plays guitar too. Yeah, pretty wild.
He plays great guitar. We had a wonderful conversation with him.
Yeah, it was great.
He was on that same program today in Nashville that Rocky was on last week.
Oh, very cool.
And so was the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to see the Stanley Cup. They told us not to touch it,
though. The physical Stanley Cup. Is it really tall? Is it really big? Like,
okay, so, you know, I'm a helpful kind of cat.
Yeah.
Right? You know, somebody's doing something. So we're at this show. I'm talking to Mark O'Connor. It's all backstage, everybody acting like whatever. And this guy comes bringing this big road case. He's pushing in this. It's a road case. It's long and it's on wheels.
On casters and everything? Like
yeah, on casters. Yeah. He's rolling it. And I said, hey, man, let me give you a hand with that. So I help him take the case in, and he rolls it right into where the couch, you know, like it's a Johnny Carson kind of thing with the couch and the table and all that. Opens it up. Stanley Cup is in it. It's like this big.
Oh, wow.
And then
you weren't playing.
Then he picks it up. Social
and,
media.
Yeah, look
and
at that.
Puts it on the table.
That's pretty cool.
And then they say, they make a blanket thing. Nobody can touch it. It's bad luck to touch it, so don't touch it. So we all took pictures just kind of like hovering around it.
Like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
And then they finish, and then the guy comes up with bare hands, takes it, puts it in a road case, rolls it out. You know? It's like, hey, he touched it.
He's the only exception to the rule.
That dude touched it. What was that? Where I was going to use the fancy word, and now I can't remember it.
Tendentious.
Tendentious.
Yeah, that's
that was very tendentious.
That was tendentious.
Great job.
I think that's too many syllables.
It's definitely way too many for me.
Too many for me on a Monday morning.
It's funny how like a guest comes in the show like right after we do Word of the Day, and they can use it in a sentence.
I was going to use it.
They remember it. It's left my brain.
I wrote it down, and I didn't even remember it. I had to hold up the paper. Jeez. All right, you've got a documentary that's out now.
It is on Amazon Prime.
I've seen it. I got to see it really, really early on when it first came out, and it's amazing.
I'm stunned at the reaction that people are having. We're getting all of these messages where people are just saying the nicest, kindest things. And I think the smartest thing or the best thing we did is when we decided to make a documentary movie, or my team did, about my life, it was important to me that it wasn't really about me, that it's about people that have a dream or want to do something, that we wanted to make something that was full of hope. You know, and I grew up at the Berrien Springs Home for Children. That's not a movie. That's just a bad hand. You get dealt a bad hand, you know. And then I went in the Army. That's not a movie either, but that was pointing me in the right direction. And then we ran up on, we found my birth family. We found my father. Mm-hmm. And he never knew that I was born, never knew that I'd been, but that I'd been born. And guess what he did? He was a guitar player in a country band.
Wow.
He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, and he rode a motorcycle his whole life. So we were like, my adopted mother would call it two peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she would always say two peas in a pot, which, and I wouldn't correct her because that's not the son's job. So but she, I always imagined her cooking two little peas
in a pot. You mentioned your dad playing guitar. You've got that guitar.
He gave it to me.
Wow.
He gave me the guitar, and I wrote a song on it that's in the movie. And but to say all that, to say we've been getting hundreds, if not thousands, of messages. I thought we would get messages like, well, he can't play guitar that good. He's too old to have a movie. Whatever. You know, there's haters going to hate, right?
Sure.
Somebody said that one time. Somebody that I think charges $753 for a ticket. No, yeah. But
might be more than that.
Really? Okay. And all these people are just showering love on us. It is it's such a beautiful, wonderful feeling. You can literally feel it. You can feel it in the air that people are being kind about it, and somehow or another, people are being moved by it in a positive direction. And at this point in our lives, that's all we're trying to do is make a positive imprint in the world, do something good, you know, do something that's about kindness and love and together, and do something that helps bring us together, because there are so many things that are dividing us now and pushing us away from each other. It's just a blessing to be where we are and to have this opportunity.
Rocky Lynn, Where I Belong, new documentary out on Amazon Prime. Who doesn't have Amazon Prime?
Everybody's got Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Where I Belong, Rocky Lynn, hanging out with Miss Suze here, too. Don't act like you're not over here in this decision maker.
She's going to shower next Thursday.
Coming back. Good morning, fam.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:47. Happy Monday. Great way to kick off the week.
Yes.
Where I Belong, the new documentary, Rocky Lynn, available on Amazon Prime. You can stream it right now if you wanted to. And you could. I've seen it. I've actually seen it twice. I actually went back and watched it twice. I know that people are asking this behind the scenes, right, and wondering, Rocky, the adversity that you faced, and you're very humble about it, and I appreciate that. It's one of the wonderful things I love about you. But the thought of just keep moving forward in a world right now where things just, I don't know if you've looked outside or saw news. I don't even know if you watched the news at all or anything. It's not like the most friendly place ever right now in general, it seems like. So encourage us with why keep going in life? Like what's the point of all this right now?
I think you keep going because you're put here to do something. And when you find that calling, whatever that is, for me, oddly enough, it was trying to learn how to play a guitar. That was my calling. I think that's what I'm supposed to do. And I've been doing it my whole life. And so I think you continue to do that, you know. And I'm so encouraged by all the people that are reaching out to us that are, you know, we're getting people from accordion players from Minnesota, you know, I'm playing an accordion, I'm going to put my polka record out. And I'm like, you're good, you know. Get do that, man.
Yes.
If you were, Todd Rundgren said one time, if you were willing to search and look for it hard enough, you can find your tribe for anything, you know? And so that's what we're doing, is just looking for our tribe. And I think we are finding people who are like-minded, and it's just it's a blessing. I told you on the break, we were talking about the response from the movie has been great on the music side, but on the familial side, when you talk about reuniting with my family and having grown up in an orphanage and that sort of thing, lots of people are reaching out who do that too, because ultimately, people want to know where they're from. Where am I? Who did I come from? You know? And then we get lots of stories. I've been getting lots of stories of people who found their family and it wasn't a positive thing. You know, like for me, it was very positive and it was all filled with love because everyone that I ran into embraced me.
Yeah.
Now we have this great big family that I have brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and nephews, and I love every one of them. Some people didn't have that kind of experience. And I think the greatest thing is, the thing I've learned the most is you find the people that love you, you wrap your arms around those people, and that's what matters, mm-hmm. whether they birthed you or whether they raised you.
How many songs did you write this morning? Tell the truth.
Well, I'm going to write this song. I hadn't written my song. I'm looking for my hook, you know? Mm-hmm. So
I can see you hunting for it in your eyes. Yeah, I can see it in Rocky's eyes. I'm just looking around.
I was thinking maybe the word of the day, but I can't seem to remember it.
Tendentious.
Yeah. What does that rhyme with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Contentious, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to make up some more. I was almost said Florentius, but that's not a word, I don't think, so that wouldn't play.
We're not above making up words here today.
So we are, actually, we don't get to play around here a whole lot. You know, my records were played in Minnesota and California and Oregon, so we do
cold
a lot.
Cold places, sheesh. Mm-hmm.
And so in summer, we go up there and play. But we are playing at the Daniel Boone Days in Moxville this coming Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Daniel Boone was at the Alamo.
Yeah.
Remember that? Not mm-hmm. really. It was but I didn't think Daniel Boone was from here. I thought he was from Kentucky, but I guess he's from here, right?
No, Daniel Boone Inn in Boone, yeah, North Carolina. Right. So,
yeah,
you know,
he's a native of North Carolina.
They inbred that into us during my time at App State. Mm-hmm. Don't go against the grain on that, Rocky. Oh. They've put that in our brains.
Have you ever had that fried chicken at the Daniel Boone Inn?
I have. You know what's funny? I'm not a big country ham guy either. Are you a big country ham person?
At the Daniel Boone Inn.
Only there, yeah.
I'll go there and eat till they have to, like, roll me out
yeah.
of there.
I just won't do the country ham, though. It's too salty for me.
I like the other kind, the honey-baked ham kind of stuff.
That's good stuff.
And you're going to be... Rocky will be in Cornelius twice this summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to be opening for
Cornelius now.
Well, exactly.
So that makes it three times.
He'll be opening for the Charlotte Symphony.
Yeah. And we'll be hanging out with you there. Symphony at the Park. We'll be hanging out with you there.
Oh,
yeah. 20th, I believe, or 22nd?
Yeah, 22nd.
Yeah, there you go.
We started doing that about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we do it every year.
That's a big old event for Lake Norman area.
It's a big family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. And they have this great place. And in the back, they have all the things for the kids. And then you get to hear the symphony, and you have to put up with me for a little bit before that. But we just make it a big family event.
It's such a fun day.
The food is good, and the symphony, they're such a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Oh, yeah.
And they have fireworks, too.
In August, he'll be at Langtree.
Oh, Langtree.
Yeah.
Well... What am I doing? And my bad. Excuse me.
Hey, we'll let you know when. As we get closer, we'll come visit y'all.
Yeah.
See, it's funny because in Statesville, you're literally just down the hall, right? So people people will come to the back door. We don't tell you this all the time, Rocky. We try to protect you as security for you sometimes. Is Rocky here? No, he's not here right now. Sorry. I can't let you
that's
in.
That's like our house on Halloween.
Oh, really? Oh, because like, they know where you guys live.
Yeah, it's like the legit time you can come ring our doorbell.
The one time you
trick or treat. Is Rocky here?
So you're touring, you're still playing shows around the country, you're writing music every single day, you're doing documentaries. Anything else you want to do in life that like you haven't done yet? Like what is
book.
Rocky Oh, you want to write a book?
Yes. He's been talking about it.
I've been working on a book, yeah. I'm working on a book that goes with our faith record. But we're playing a lot. We're playing down in Florida for Memorial Day at the Villages. You ever been down there?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice area. We're doing the Sharon Theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark played that one. Mark O'Connor played that one as well.
It's a beautiful theater.
And it's just beautiful. And all the people are older, so we're the young folks in there. That's good. We're kind of booking where we're the young people in the room.
You still get the same like buzz when you play? You know what I mean? Like that feeling, that love, passion feeling. You still get that when you play?
The first time I ever got to play on stage was in the lunchroom at North Iredell High School. And we had taken lunchroom tables and put them together, and the drummer set up on one of the tables like a thing. And I was so excited that I couldn't hold myself still that I was going to get to play this guitar, and we were going to try to play this song. We were awful, by the way. But I feel the exact same way today.
Mm-hmm.
It's never left me, ever. I don't do it for money because we don't have any, and I don't do it for fame or fortune. I do it because I love it, and I think it's what
calling.
I'm called to do. And I've met lots of like-minded people like that. Everyone in our band does this because we genuinely love to share our music with people, and hopefully they'll dig it. You know, and
y'all can jam.
They're tight.
Yeah.
But it's great to see the, like you said, that buzz you get, because when we did the Kane Center here in Cornelius, they got a standing ovation at the end, and the whole band came out, and they did a locked arms and did the group bow.
It was
really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
it was a great show.
I can't imagine when you're, you know, as a musician, having anything better than an appreciative audience.
That's how I judge our shows. Our keyboard player if he comes off the gig really happy, then you know that it really went well because he listens to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't hear very well, he gets a little tendentious if he can't get his head around it, you know. But
he's just schooling me now. Yeah, right. Is all he's doing. You know that, right? Okay, all right.
But he's listening to me now. Yeah. Mark. I love you, Mark.
Do you like indoor or outdoor venues better?
Indoor.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially in the South in the summer.
Yeah. And we've been fortunate enough, you know, to play like the Wii Fest and Coachella and all those big festivals. I love those events. Those are fun. And we've also done a bunch of Harley-Davidson parking lots and
and the stage
stuff.
In front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., that was a great outdoor show.
Wow. Yeah.
Or in front of the Library of Congress for the National Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C.
Rocky just acts like he's never played anywhere. Right. And she's like, no, do I need to go back through the 400 events we did last year?
100 degrees is 100 degrees.
No matter what.
And it's really getting hot in the summer. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about moving. We're moving into kind of theaters is what our goal is. If we had a plan, if we decided to come up with a plan, that would be at the top of the list. We'd like to play more theater type environments. I think you control the sound a little better. The lighting looks better. There's lots of reasons to want to play inside.
Yeah, and it's a captive audience too, because that's really wonderful to be able to sit there and have people put their attention toward the stage. You know, a lot of the outdoor shows tend to be like people walking around. It's a much more fluid audience, right?
So. Yeah. And we've been able to captivate some of the audiences outside. We just tie them together. we bring some twine, and so don't get offended. You're in a chair, and we're just going to tie your hair.
How long have you and the band been together?
Gosh, I guess it's been with these guys. I've been playing with them 12 years.
Yeah,
we've been 12 years, and
Dirk was the first one.
Dirk was the first person that I. That
and Dirk is your.
He's our fiddle player.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's just unbelievable.
And Dirk's daughter is also in the band as well. I believe,
she's been our band half her life.
Right. That's really scary.
Yeah.
Rocky tells that story a lot. That she was only 12 the first time she stepped up on stage.
Wow.
The person that was singing with Rocky moved to Tennessee. And I guess Dirk would go on family trips back and forth to Myrtle Beach or whatever, and he'd be playing Rocky's records, and he'd hear Daylan in the back seat singing all the harmony parts. So when he lost his background singer, Dirk called Rocky and said, I think Daylan could cover that part. So Rocky put her up on stage, and boy, she just stood there so afraid. Now she's up there with her tambourine.
Yeah,
she's having a good time.
She's become the focal point.
Yeah. Now,
you know?
Now she's eye candy. You know, not that these 50-year-old guys aren't, but Rocky's still.
We're not, but she is. You know, we love that. And she's such a wonderful human being. And now she's graduating this year from University of North Carolina with a degree in engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's been going to school while playing with you guys?
Yeah.
Yep. She's put her schedule to where her weekends are free. So like on Friday after, or Friday or Thursday, her classes are done, and she can fly.
She can fly out on Thursday night or Friday morning. Her Friday morning class is online, so she can do it anywhere.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Very cool. So that's a lot of miles, a lot of hours on the road with each other. Mm-hmm. Can you give these guys some advice for me? Because they get to leave here, and I stay in the box for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What's some other advice to maybe where they'll invite me out of the box, like to go with them? I do shower daily, though, by the way.
Every day?
Every day.
I shower every day. So I start my day with a shower. It makes me feel better, you know? And in the Army, we used to do that. We'd get up every day, and we'd run in the shower, and we'd run outside. I think you're doing great, Justin. I think you're a wonderful, stellar part of this community.
Are you listening to this?
And I think they should let you out of that box some.
Thanks.
You know, you don't have to have a lock on it. You don't have to lock him in here.
We'll think about it.
Sometimes I'll turn the color lights on in here. Those are pretty cool, too. Greens and blues and reds. But thank you so much, Rocky, for hanging out.
Yes.
Where I Belong, the new documentary available on Amazon Prime.
And don't
Prime.
Forget the record, too. It's streaming on all your platforms.
I won't be sharing this with anybody. The physical copy, at least. But yes, you can always go on and stream Rocky Lynn, Where I Belong, again, the new documentary. Plenty of great music to check out. You're looking for a great jam session, country, rock. You do everything. You really do every genre.
The band does. The band's really good. I'm kind of average, but they push me along. And we try to make it where it's interesting and fun for everybody. Come on out to Daniel Boone Days. We'll be celebrating Davy Crockett.
On Saturday.
Daniel Boone.
Oh, Daniel Boone.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Monday to you. Thanks again to Rocky Lynn and Sue for coming in, hanging out with us. Rocky Lynn's album, Love. I got another vinyl copy here, right?
Yeah.
Do like that with it. It's like good luck. You rub the vinyl on your face.
That's good luck. Don't touch the Stanley Cup, but do rub the vinyl on your face.
See, the thing about that story is that there was somebody that did get to touch the Stanley Cup.
I know.
So who? How do you get to be that person?
I don't know. I don't know.
Rocketland's documentary, Where I Belong, out on Amazon Prime. You can stream it right now if you want.
Maybe that person just has bad luck.
So that they're the one that's allowed to touch it?
They already have the bad luck. Yeah, right. They're like, oh, I've already got it, so right. I'll
that's
just touch
bad
it.
Bad luck, Bruce.
It's not going to change anything.
Yeah, I'm not affecting any of this right
bad
now.
Bad luck, Bruce, that's his name. Yeah. Have I told you about the first time? Oh, well, actually, Rob met Rocky Lynn before I ever did. Have I told you that story?
No.
So,
there it is.
Great. Perfect. We were at Symphony in the Park. Heard Rocky Lynn play. We're like, this guy's awesome. First time we ever heard him play. It was great. Had a great time with him, or a great time listening to him. I go to sell my car. I drove a Toyota Corolla forever. Like, it was about 10 years that I had it. And I was ready to get, you know, the beast that I drive now, right?
The tank.
Yeah, the tank. I was ready to get the tank. And so I was like, I'm just going to try to sell this car on my own. I'm going to put it on Facebook Marketplace, see what happens, see if I get any bites. Somebody named Rocky reached out, said that he was looking for a car for his daughter. And I was like, great. My husband, you know, Rob works on cars. And so he'll meet you, talk to you, gets there. And he goes, you look real familiar. And he was like, yeah, I play music around here. You know how he is. Just say, yeah. Sometimes I play music around. He's like, did you just play in Cornelius the other night?
Like 2 nights ago?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, my wife and I saw you. That was awesome. That was great. Anyway, they hit it off. They're best friends now. So, but yeah, sold Rocky Lynn my car before I had ever met him here. This was like 2 years ago for his daughter who went to Appalachian. So yeah, she's still driving the car too. Sheesh. I love that.
The car's still surviving the roads.
I mean, it's a great car. It's a great car.
Are you trying to get it back? You should
no, I don't want it back.
It
no, I'm good. I'm good. The tank does does what I need it to do. But yeah, it's super, super fun. And the first time I met him here, that was the first time I'd ever met him, was here. And I was just starstruck. I couldn't even say a word. So I said more than one word today. So I think I'm doing better. Getting used to being around.
You're definitely doing better.
Legit celebrities.
People were starstruck in New York City this weekend. I don't know if you saw this guy. You ever eaten a cheese ball before? You know, like the big old tubs like at Costco?
Yes.
The little cheese balls like yes. They got, like the big, big tubs. Well, New York is a crazy place. And I don't know if you've ever been there.
I just came back from there and it is insane.
So there's a guy who had these flyers up around the city for an event going on, I think in Central Park, that he, and this is literally all it says. Watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls. Bunches of people show up at the park to literally watch a guy eat a tub of cheese balls. And this guy's Anon. He's wearing an orange mask. Nobody knows who he is. And they literally just show up to watch him eat cheese balls.
I believe it. New York's a weird place. They don't even have a Taba Walk there. Like, what are they doing?
I mean, this guy.
This is the epitome of like New York. I mean,
yes,
everybody's there. Everybody's
like,
got talent.
Now he's eating them off the ground.
This is, I mean, this is what New York is. And I think it's just because nobody talks to anybody up there. They don't want you to pet their dogs. They don't want you to look at them. They don't want you to smile at them. But they'll gather around and eat a tub of cheese balls.
And that's just it. You know, I feel like, in a way, this guy's doing it because he loves to eat cheese balls.
Yeah.
Just the way Rocky loves to play music.
Right.
And that organic love will bring the masses.
Brings the people together.
WSIC News app.
You can appreciate this.
WSIC News on social.
Justin, WSIC when are we News. Getting you eating a whole thing of cheese balls for the morning show?
The reason why this works is this guy is Anon.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's why this works.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why the hype is around it. If you knew who this guy was and it was just, you know, Roger from down the street that you know, you wouldn't go see Roger eat a ball. I see Roger eat cheese balls every time I go to his house. In fact, I don't even like sit on his couch anymore
right,
because
so
he's
you,
got cheese ball remnants.
Do you think that this is the last we see of the cheese ball eater, Mr. Cheese Man?
I think that Cheese Ball Man is going to try. He's going to.
Because I feel like you can.
Yes.
You have an opportunity here.
You do.
Secure a bag. But, get the cheese ball for life.
But does this dude have a cell phone? Like to contact him?
No. He didn't have a phone. He's got a printer.
He's got a vuvuzela.
Does this dude?
He's got a computer and a printer.
Does look? He's like kind of vomiting on him a little bit there. As he's eating. Does this dude? Is this even a dude? I guess. Let me ask you that.
It is. It looks like a dude at least.
Well, you got to be careful with that these days.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think he transitions next to like a jar of pickles. Sorry. He parlays this into pickles.
Yeah, he got the first leg done. Now we're working on the second. Yeah.
What's the next you know, pickled eggs from the gas station, something like that.
Absolutely agree with you, though, Bill. This is an opportunity for him to make some money. You got to ride the internet wave when you get it.
This is good for both parties, right? Him as an individual and Cheese Balls, which are not necessarily slept on, but haven't talked about him yet this year.
Yeah.
But could you imagine this guy looking like Captain Underpants showing into a board meeting for promotional ad? Like what is he going to say? Send me it in Bitcoin. Like, is that what's going to be next, too, as far as
I think
payment?
He just wants more cheese. I mean, you probably just pay him
in cheese balls?
Cheese balls, yeah.
It's pure barter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he showered after that?
No.
I hope so, because when you, if you get cheese. To the end
you
of
saw
the video,
hand?
Yeah, you get
Did
to the
you
end
see
of the
hand? The hand was orange.
You better go jump
you
in
got
the Hudson.
Dust.
Jump in the Hudson. That's not a good move there,
you
either.
Got dust.
He's got all these people here, but this video has been seen 850,000 times, too. He's got us.
I'm just saying. I just thought it was funny, because I see it once, and I don't know if it's the algo or what, but you click on it, and then all of a sudden, your whole timeline is filled with it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself at one point, I could eat some cheese balls right
could
now.
Could you do the whole bucket of them?
I don't know if necessarily cheese balls.
Earthquake.
A whole thing of cheese balls or earthquake?
I eat that whole thing of cheese balls. It will be an earthquake the next day. You better believe your boy comes right. Moving mountains, baby. That's what we do. I don't know about cheese balls necessarily. I'm trying to think, like, because if you're going to go for mass consumption, mm-hmm. you got to do something that can, like, somewhat, like, remove itself from you. I don't know even how that works. Like, celery, you know what I mean? You burn more than you actually eat when you eat. But because, like, that's like with
like
the
pretzels.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get so full, like, the carbs. I can't even, that's why I rarely drink beer. Because, like, the hops or the cart or whatever, yeah. I get so full.
Yeah.
So fast.
Cheese balls, though, are just mostly air. I don't get full off
and
of
cheese?
A cheese puff.
Just cheese air?
You don't
and
get
dust.
Yeah, it's just dust.
Space
you
dust.
You don't really get full off of dust and air. It's just puffed up air.
It's really just coating the
yeah,
inside lining of
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Is that all it's
I
doing?
I think you could do it, yeah.
And building up, closing
is
it
Is there anything
the
that you could eat the whole whole box of cereal?
Nerds clusters.
Nerds clusters.
I could definitely do that. I mean, like cookies. You put some
yeah,
cookies.
Donuts. I mean, it's kind yeah, of yeah. anything.
I did have those crookies on Friday.
I'm more of a sweet than a savory. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, I don't see those crookies anywhere. We had a dozen of them on Friday.
Yeah, one made it home today.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
Don't make me lie on the radio like that. Don't make me do that. You know what else is funny? Did you see Chris? You know who Chris Brown is?
Yeah.
You know who Quavo is? Is it Quavo?
I don't know who Quavo is.
Quavo.
Oh my gosh. Did you see Chris Brown trolling Quavo over the weekend?
No, what happened?
So supposedly Quavo has a concert and he's a pretty popular.
Quavo
Bill,
is a
popular
singer, yeah. rapper.
Migos.
He raps.
Migos.
Okay, I do know Migos. Okay.
So allegedly Chris Brown bought out the entire place where the venue. So there was only 100 people at this concert.
So Quavo still got his money?
I'm sure he did because somebody bought the ticket. They sold out. But I'm just saying, it's just funny. Like it was more like a private concert. There was like 100 people there.
I'm not mad about that. Get there.
No, maybe we'll play the video on the other side. Maybe at some point.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds. So.
I just thought it was funny because
Teacher of the Month.
We do have Teacher of the Month. Not today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow we draw the winner. Yeah, so if you haven't entered yet, enter now.
WSICnews.com. Click Teacher of the Month. Register your teacher. $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique and free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles at Davidson. Mm-hmm. We love our teachers. We Traffic do. Up next.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:18. Happy Monday. Well, you know, 8 o'clock hour, people are awake by now, aren't they, mostly?
Yeah, definitely.
RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, how we looking now?
Looking pretty good. There's a couple of slowdowns. There's no accidents to report, but if you're going 77 southbound out of Statesville, it's good until you get around Huntersville, exit 25, exit 23, and then also... in Charlotte, as you pass 85 on 77 South, there's some slowdowns in those areas, heavy congestion. northbound, when you get from about 485 up to exit 23, some stop and go traffic in that area. The secondary roads, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. Beautiful Monday. I think we all need to get outside, get a hall pass and get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather.
I'm writing them, Jeff.
She's gonna slip you the pad, Jeff, so you can just give them to people as they step onto the bus.
That's right. That's right. They can just take the day off.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you get a day off today? Or no? No, you're working right now. Do you?
I get off at 12:30, so I do get to enjoy all afternoon.
That's
so.
Not bad at all. That's mm-hmm. not bad. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you. Thanks for the update. Keep everybody safe out there, Jeff. You're doing a great job.
You guys have a great morning.
You too, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye. RideICats.com. Jeff, unfazed. Unfazed by the day. I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that.
He's always working hard, too. And then he goes home and, like, works in his garden, too. He just...
You think that's what he does?
Yeah, definitely. He's not just sitting around eating cheese balls.
No, he's a man.
Nah, he's doing work.
He's a man about his community and his family.
He's probably, like, building an addition on his house when he gets home, doing stuff like that, guarantee. He's not just sitting around.
He's probably doing something that he didn't even have to be told to
yes,
do.
He just identified
a problem. Right.
His wife doesn't even have to make a list. Yeah, he just comes home and he's like, all right, what's today? What are we doing?
Right.
Gosh.
Yeah.
He's making me look bad. That's what that's doing. Well, you say it like that.
I'm definitely going home and open up the cheese balls.
All right. Where is it?
Don't put it past me.
You see me sitting on the couch. Hey, did you think that we need more AI in the world? You think we got enough right now?
Oh, my gosh. We have so much. We need more.
So I guess supposedly record numbers coming out for AI.
Okay.
Elon announces over the weekend $10 billion AI investment that they're about to make. I don't know if this comes after the whole like White House shunning, which is really weird. Do you notice that the White House like shuns Elon in the EV technology space? It's like a really weird thing going on there.
I've not noticed that.
But Elon announces he's going to spend $10 billion in AI investment, mostly centered around autonomous driving.
Mm.
Does it make you feel more comfortable that they spend more money on it?
No, it does not affect my everyday life. Doesn't.
That's because you don't drive a Tesla. I got a buddy who drives a Tesla. He loves the autonomous mode.
I saw a video, though, on TikTok over the weekend of somebody, like, you can summon your car if you have a Tesla.
Summon
Yeah. I think that's what it's called, too. I think it's called summon mode or whatever.
Dude, valet companies are trembling right now.
Yeah, and it'll just come to you. So they're standing outside the restaurant, and they just hit summon, and it finds them. Car comes right to them.
I'm about to summon mine real quick.
Yeah.
Wait, is it three?
I think it's three.
Hello.
Tesla, open your door.
Coyote. Coyote. That's what it was. That's the commercial.
Y'all just made the commercial for Tesla.
Well, yeah, because Tesla, you know, they've never done like a paid marketing ad. Tesla, he's never bought marketing.
No, I've not noticed that.
Supposedly, they're talking about it. I don't know if they've made the buy or not. We were just, you know, testing some things for them.
Oh, okay. We're just trying it out. We're doing their test market for them right now.
So AI, $10 billion from Elon. This is on top of what is being classified as $10 trillion market.
Trillion?
For AI.
See, AR that's market. A number you say when you don't know.
When it's Monday at 8:22. Right.
Remember when you used to...
It's a $10 trillion market.
Like something I made up as a kid. Like... One day, I'm going to have $10 trillion.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Billion, Andy, gazillion,
there's,
whatever.
There's a line in Andy
Milonakis. That's half a kajillion.
Half a
kajillion.
Is kajillion a real...
Yeah.
Really? I thought that was just a made-up word.
Right after that trillion.
Well, isn't every word made up?
Well, yes, right, but I really thought that was a word that I made up, like, as a kid. I'm going to be a quadrillionaire.
But how can that be? Because wouldn't 10 trillion by times 2 just be 20 trillion?
Yes. I was kidding about the quadrillion.
Oh,
supposed to roll with it. We're improvising. Come on now. Come on. But when you get to $999 trillion.
What's next?
Kajillion.
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 Dang.
The word I made up on the playground at 7 years old.
Well, that's the real number. AI is a kajillion-dollar market.
Might as well be.
I mean, it's all imaginary money.
It makes its own money.
Yeah. It's all imaginary money. Nobody actually has the $20 billion there's not like sitting in a bank somewhere.
It does appear though the market is accepting AI and technology in particular as the best bet. Is what it seems like, right? If you listen to Joshua Dobie's show, Dollars and Cents, consistently when you hear about the earnings reports and things like that going on, technology is the winner.
Well, that's such a tremendous, it's all around us.
Mm-hmm. And it's all cash.
And we've all boxed ourselves into what seems like, I mean, you're asking if there's too much AI.
Is there?
Well, it's just, now it seems, you know, how did we even live?
Without it.
Yeah, 5 years ago, right? I mean, it's crazy.
One of the videos on my timeline this weekend was like a party in the 90s, and it was like, count the number of cell phones, and there was zero.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. Yeah. I really don't. I used to be at that party in the 90s.
Me too.
Like 1996, 1997. I was
Justin
out there.
Justin was not
a good
at
time.
That party.
No, you weren't there. You
me
were
too.
Not there. You were there.
He just said, me too.
I was at that party. Like, I see those. I'm like, I see myself over there. I don't know what we were doing. What were we doing? Talking to each other?
I was playing with Legos or something. I don't know. No, maybe more the hex cubes blocks or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Is you a genius?
I really can't remember. Or like going to a concert and leaving with no videos.
Right.
Just the memories. That's all that I got.
But see, it's possible to live without the technology.
I know.
We've done it.
I don't know how to stop.
I want to do, okay, I'm going to try this. For 24 hours.
No.
No.
Okay.
Go.
I mean,
go.
Forget it then.
Go.
No, you're not. See, I do want to hear it. I am.
Forget about it. Do you see
it.
The NFL? They're talking about moving Super Bowl to a holiday weekend to
I'm
the holiday
all
weekend
in favor
February?
Of that. Yeah.
Why would they not? What's taking them so long?
I mean,
what's
you remember
the real debate here?
Yeah, everybody on my team this past year in the Super Bowl took the day off, and I was just approve, and then I realized I was the only one.
What are they waiting on? Are they afraid they're interfering with the opening week of Premier League in Europe or something like that? What's the deal?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I'm all for moving it, though.
Why not Saturday?
Why can't it be
Super Bowl Saturday? Why is that a problem?
I don't know why it has to be a Sunday. I don't know.
Like, do people care about football that much? Like, it's got to be on Sunday.
What holiday weekend in February?
Maybe. Is that Martin Luther King?
President's Day.
President's Day?
President's Day is in February.
Is that towards the end of February?
It's like
second or third week?
Okay.
I think it's the second Monday or second week of February. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just move it to the holiday weekend so most people have that Monday off.
And that's the whole thing here is purely just so people don't call out of work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, at least they have the day off.
I'm sure there's some stat like, you know, the economy loses $20 quadrillion from everybody taking Monday off after the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it'd be really cool. I do like the Saturday idea. I think it'd be awesome if it was a Saturday Super Bowl, have a great time.
I agree.
Then Sunday you go, you
sleep.
You fly back to your hometown or whatever, and then boom, parade it up right there.
Yeah, on President's Day.
Right.
Ooh.
That's what the Founding Fathers were talking about.
That's what they wanted.
That is what they wanted. Yeah.
Would you go to a Super Bowl now because if they moved it to a holiday week?
No, not going. No.
Don't care at all.
No, I didn't. I mean, I don't feel like the Super Bowl is football. It's just a
show.
It's an entertainment.
It's a glamour.
Yeah. It's like an Ariana Grande show Rocky Lynn was talking about.
No, that's true. Neuralink. We talked about how there was the guy who can control the computer with his mind. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. I found the video of how they install Neuralink. So whenever you're ready, this is how they'll install it. I'll give Bill a second. It really is captivating in the idea of why not just give people control of our minds.
I watched about
this. Really is what does
2.5 seconds of this video before I had to close it out.
Carefully inserts.
Whoa,
the
whoa! Let's start it over. No, maybe you have to watch it.
No, I can't. I can't
grab
watch
the
it.
Tape.
I can't watch it.
All right, Bill, play it.
No, I made it.
Hold on, one second.
This is for people who aren't watching on the stream. This is a cartoon. This is not like actual.
No,
live.
It's real. It's a real human being.
I couldn't watch it,
even though it's a cartoon.
Even though it's a cartoon, I can't watch it.
Wait, play the audio.
Your head about the size.
No, you got to back up. Start it from the top. Start it from the top. Start it from the top.
Neuralink starts with a surgeon drilling a hole in your head about the size of a coin. Then a robotic arm carefully inserts the ultra-thin, flexible threads
random wires
into your
coming
brain.
Yep,
these threads are finer than a strand of hair and are equipped with electrodes
shock your entire brain right
the
there. That's how it works.
Your brain. Yep. This implant is capable of interpreting your thoughts and applying them to real life actions.
Bye bye. So when they're ready, they can just turn you off.
I just want, I need to talk to Rob about this because he was all for the Neuralink. He was all in.
I'll show him this video.
Right.
See how he feels about
this.
He's
never even had a root canal. I don't think he's going for this.
That's a big jump. To nothing to this?
Yeah, he's never been put under. He's never had anesthesia. I don't think he's going for the Neuralink after watching that video. It was the noise. It was the noise of that drill going in that just, I'm out.
It's like
I'm
the dentist.
I can't. I can't. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do it.
They're going to have to make me go bald first?
They're definitely going to shave a patch at least.
Yeah, right. See.
No. You ever had burnt hair? You ever smell burnt hair?
Yeah.
Burned my mustache a few times. That's not good.
Not good.
I'm not even going to ask how.
Blown up birthday candles. Yeah.
You stepped in that one, buddy.
I'm not going to tell you how now. Thought about it. I was going to share, but decided now. Nope.
Definitely. Teacher of the month. Sign up.
$50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Free gentle whitening treatment. Show some from Brighter love. Smiles of Davidson.
Do something for somebody else.
WSICnews.com.
That's what Jeff would do.
WSIC News like and LKM Jeff. Memes on Instagram. Register for Teachers Month. That drawing's tomorrow. You still got time.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy Monday.
Still Monday.
Let's check in with Joe Burkers. I know that there's sports that's going on. We'll come back to the other story that I had.
Can't wait.
For that one.
So excited.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Also was at the racetrack this weekend. ZMAX Drag Strip in Concord was there for the 4-Wide Nationals. Joe Berg, how did it go?
What?
How did it go?
What? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah. Temporarily deaf.
I still can't hear.
Oh, because it was so loud.
It was very loud.
I mean, you were right up on the track.
I was there. I was as close as you could get.
You were super close.
You know, it's the first time I've ever been to an NHRA event, and I did not expect for them to fire an engine in the pits while people are walking around.
Sure.
And they fired it, and I jumped. I did. Mm. And then the first time the top fuel cars fired off, I jumped again. Because I have never heard something that loud in my life. And I've been to plenty of NASCAR races, and it was nothing like it.
It was
awesome.
What was ZMAX like? So most people maybe have been to, let's say, the Speedway, but ZMAX being a different style track, right? Obviously a drag strip style track. What was the atmosphere like? What are the type of people that maybe attend a drag strip race as compared to, let's just say, the Speedway?
It is a little different, actually, the type of people that you see at the drag track. It seemed like they were a lot more relaxed and not as crazy about their individual driver. Although you were able to tell who the favorites were. Obviously, John Force is always going to have a big cheer whenever he wins a round. So it was a little bit different. But, you know, everybody there was real cool. They were all interested. You can walk around while they're racing in the pit area as well. So there's a lot to do. You don't just have to sit there in your seat and watch the drag racing the entire time.
That's not bad.
No, it sounds like a good time. Yeah.
It is. Except it was fun.
The loudness, I'd have to bring my...
You get used to
hearing.
It.
Hearing... Oh,
you,
no.
It I'd, takes
I would
one,
not get used to it, but I believe you.
Run number two, I was used to it.
Okay.
And I did not jump.
Did you have earplugs?
I was going to say, did you have earplugs or any kind of protection?
So I brought two. I brought the ones that you like pinch and put in your ear, and I also brought the normal over-the-head ones just in case. Ended up just needing the ones that go over the head, but I brought two just in case. There were people there that didn't have any ear protection, and I was like, man, I don't know how you do it.
They're already deaf.
Yeah.
Probably been going to all of these races without ear protection, so they don't need it anymore.
Did you catch the video of David Tepper stepping into Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill?
Yeah, I'm hoping one day he calls into the scoreboard. Because I got a lot to talk to him about. A lot.
So what was your take on him touching the dude's hat? You think that's inappropriate?
Yeah, I think so. I think
Justin's for it. Yeah, I'm against
pro.
It.
I'm pro hat touching.
What Look, are you, Joe? Or against?
I am against. Okay. He's trying to get on the fans' good side.
That's not the way to do it.
It's not the way to do it. Even if it's as a joke, you know, I don't like it. No, nobody's happy with him right now.
What do you think about our draft class?
You know, I'm not mad at it. I think
I'm not mad at it either. I like a couple of the guys we got.
I do. I think they did a good job. And I'll tell you what, getting Xavier Legette with the final pick of the first round was probably the best move that they made.
Because outside the deep ball.
Man, I could just listen to him talk all day.
You know, if there weren't subtitles for that press conference, the initial press, I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I couldn't understand it. I was like, what is he saying?
I think that's my favorite thing. I was like, I don't need the subtitles. I know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, I had no idea. But getting him in the first round, that way, if he does turn out to be a very good receiver for us, we can get that fifth year on his contract versus having to re-sign him after four.
Right.
That's a very good move.
So playing a little bit of chess.
Mm. A little bit.
A little 40 chess.
Exactly. It's moving up one pick, and you might think, why would you move up one pick? You could just get the guy with the next pick, and it has to do with the contracts.
Little game theory there. Yeah. How about Charlotte FC over the weekend? Anything going on?
Oh, man. I'm going to give you one guess as to what happened to Charlotte FC this weekend.
We tied.
We were doing really good, and then something happened in the 90th minute.
Something happened in the 90th plus 3 minute, and Charlotte FC lost 2-1 to NYCFC. I don't get it. I've never seen a team in soccer, baseball, football, anywhere get so close to either a win or a draw and lose it at the last minute. I don't understand, too,
because that's like a locker room thing. Obviously, they talk about it. You know, that's like the one point of emphasis going to finish the game.
Play to the final whistle.
Right. And gosh, that's really tough.
That hurt.
Now, I will say NYCFC did outplay Charlotte. So for them to be up early and be tied in the second half, that was good for them. And it was almost, I'm not going to say inevitable, but Charlotte FC was definitely taking some fire from NYCFC, and they didn't have too much of their own. So that goal, it was like, yeah, they scored. They had the better team, but it's just when they scored and the fact that this happens over and over. And now it's happening with a new head coach. So I just don't know what the problem is.
Maybe they need Mike's secret stuff.
I think so. I think they do.
Space Jam reference.
I don't know.
It's another documentary.
What else happened in the world of sports this weekend, Joe? Anything good?
Yeah, so the Carolina
Hurricanes. Oh, wait a second. Cup Series. Let's go that first. Sorry.
Oh, you want to go NASCAR?
Yeah, because somebody won.
Yeah, somebody won. Your favorite driver won.
That's it. That's
Denny Hamlin.
Oh. Yeah, he did win. He's on the road to a championship. I can't blame the guy. I've been trying to help him out for years.
Yeah, hey, you know, maybe this is the year, but we've seen this before with Denny where he dominates in the regular season, does good in the playoffs, and then something happens in the final couple of weeks of the season.
It's called choking.
It's called why does NASCAR have a playoff in a one race for the championship? But anyway, Denny Hamlin getting the win at Dover, Kyle Larson right on his tail finishing second. And I think the big story, you know, there's not many people who come out of a NASCAR weekend and don't talk about how bad this year's car is. The Gen 7, the next gen car, has been bad since the start. We had another driver injury last week that really wasn't talked about too much with Eric Jones getting hurt in that wreck at Talladega. And now the conversation is you can't pass. You just cannot pass somebody that you're barely faster than. You can't even get close enough to try because all the driver in front has to do is move up or move down right in front of the trailing driver and take the air off their nose, and that is it. And we saw it all final 15 laps or so of that Dover race. Larson was the faster car. He was able to pull right up to Hamlin, get within a couple of car lengths. They go off into the corner. Denny takes his line away, and Larson would lose all of the ground he just made up. So that's really what we're talking about with Dover this weekend.
Anything with baseball going on?
It's going on.
It's
happening. I mean, high school baseball, we're getting close to playoffs. Final games of the regular season are going to be this week. We're going to set the brackets for the playoffs. Lacrosse is going to set the bracket for the playoffs this week. So there's baseball going on in the high school scene, but, you know, with a 162-game season, you got to wait until the Hurricanes are out of the playoffs to turn our attention to baseball.
I like that.
Well, I appreciate that.
There is some lacrosse going on this weekend here locally. ACC championships taking place in Charlotte at War Memorial Stadium. If you want to see,
gotta love
some
it.
Some good lacrosse.
I mean, that's as good as it gets, right there.
Oh yeah,
then boys can play.
And I like that stadium. I like Memorial Stadium.
Oh yeah, it's great. It'll be beautiful this weekend. I mean, that's where we used to play with the Hounds.
Oh yeah,
the city backdrop.
You know, Billy's played pro lacrosse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Charlotte Hounds. Yeah. So Hurricanes, arguably the best franchise in professional sports that North Carolina has.
Yeah, the best franchise right now that's in North Carolina. I mean,
they've won a Stanley Cup. They've won a championship.
Yeah.
In the 21st century, they've won the Stanley Cup.
Wow. So,
they actually might be the number one North Carolina team right now.
North Carolina, hockey town.
It is a hockey town. You know, we play tomorrow against the Islanders. Over the weekend, Carolina dropped game number 4, which isn't the worst thing in the world. It was in double overtime. They were in it all the way to the end. But with that loss, we now lead the series 3-1 with a chance to end that series tomorrow. The New York Rangers last night finished their sweep of the Washington Capitals. So if Carolina does win this series, and I fully expect them to, we are heading for two of the best teams in the league going up against each other in a 7-game series. This is going to be a big one.
You know what they say in hockey, Joe?
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
That's what they say.
Cold, they say. In a word, cold. It is cold down here.
Anything else in the world of sports, Joe? What should we be focusing on? You got your show, The Scoreboard, airs at Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. What you got on tap for today?
Yeah, so we're going to recap the NFL draft. We're going to talk about who came out on top, how Charlotte did. Obviously, we need to know how the Panthers are doing. And we're going to talk high school sports as well, because like I said, we're getting close to play. I can't believe it. I feel like we just started spring sports. And now we're going to the playoffs. So we'll be previewing that as well.
Do you have a hot take on who the number one team is out of the draft? Like who did the best in the draft? Do you have that answer?
You know, I think it's got to be the Bears. Once you get your franchise quarterback and a wide receiver to go with him, pretty good.
Chicago. All right, Joe Berg, WSIC bad Sports pizza. Director. bad pizza. All right. See ya.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 848.
You got it.
Happy Monday. All right, I saw this video, and I didn't know if it was... At first, I thought it was AI.
Okay.
I don't know if it is or is not AI, but it certainly is something crazy.
Yeah.
What's the biggest pig you've ever seen?
Probably at the Cleveland County Fair. They always had a big mama pig and her babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like this big?
I think this pig in the video is much bigger than the one I would have seen at the fair. Or... This truck is much smaller
Oh, I didn't realize this pig was still alive.
It is alive.
Oh, yeah, dude. They've got this pig strapped down in the back of this truck, like, so he doesn't jump out. But he is not happy.
He does not want to be their pet.
Oh, this is sad.
Yeah, that's sad. I was just going to sit back and let y'all talk about this one.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's transportation.
Yeah, you got to get it from A to B.
I mean, they're not like, it's not abuse.
It's flirting with it.
You think so?
Usability.
What's the abusing part? The fact that he's like, I mean, what if he just doesn't, what if he's singing? What if the pig's actually really happy?
He doesn't look like he wants to be there.
So there's a pig in the back of what I thought originally was a Subaru Baja, but I don't think that's what, is that a Subaru Baja?
It is a something adventure.
No, this has
it's
to
a
be
Fiat
in Europe.
Adventure.
This
is it's like a Fiat.
This is in Europe. Look at these road signs here. This ain't America.
That's
a Fiat.
That's not Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yeah.
It's a mad, I mean, that's got to be at least a 700-pound pig.
That and where are all the ribbons?
Right?
Yeah,
because that pig should just be decorated in ribbons.
Won all the county fairs.
Right.
It's really hard to describe this. I'm trying to find the best one for the radio. I'm like, and it's just on repeat in front of us right now.
Yeah, it's not good. So
it's as big as a sofa.
If you go on your timeline and you see a pig in the back of what appears to be a Subaru Baja-like vehicle, that's the video we're talking about.
Yeah, it's so I went to a luau event at... I don't remember where it was, somewhere on Lake Norman, and it was all luau themed. They had like hula dancers.
Like
and
the pig over the fire, too?
They had the pig over the fire.
Abuse.
Or would they bury it in the ground or?
Alive.
I don't know how, I don't know how it works actually. They don't bury it alive, but at the barbecue, it was the whole pig that was out because that was the tradition that they had.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little hard to.
A little much.
It's a little hard to, it's literally a pig picking is what it's called.
Yeah, you picked it right out
you
of the pig.
You pick it right out of the pig and you see its little face right there and you're like, I'm so sorry, but you are so delicious. But that was shocking. So that's.
What if that was back the pig? That. Was it that size
it,
pig?
It was not that big of a pig. It was a pretty big one.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big one, though. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's when you got to celebrate, whether it's a luau or maybe you're celebrating Merlefest. Maybe you're still coming off that high. Wolfpack Gary was there, I believe. Wolfpack Gary, how was Merlefest?
Yeah, me and my neighbors had a real good time there Saturday, Merlefest.
It looked like a great show. Festival.
Yeah,
it was. Multiple days.
Yeah, I give my neighbor three of the tickets. Him and his wife, and his wife's mother was down from Georgia. She enjoyed it too, and they took her two kids with it. I believe they had a better time than we did. There's a lot of stuff there for kids to play in.
It's a family friendly one. They don't do any alcohol sales or anything like that there. Yeah, it's just all family friendly.
Did you see the big sand sculpture?
There's a bunch of kids there.
Gary, did you see that big sand sculpture they had out there?
I sure did.
That was amazing.
I seen that big sand, and they had a big sand box too.
You got the patience for that, Gary? Could you do that?
What's that? Play in a sandbox?
Yeah, or build like a sandcastle that, like that.
That
precision.
Sculpture,
that
like
sculpture
they had.
Was precision.
I used to, when I was a kid at the beach, I used to build them.
Yeah. That's a good time, Gary.
Sure it is.
Who was your favorite artist that you saw?
Sam Bush. But I liked that Bella Fleck pretty good too. Hey, Bella Fleck used to play at a nightclub I used to work the door and bounce at back in the 80s and 90s in Winston-Salem, Beatty Music Garden. Yeah, he used to play there about twice a year.
You miss those days? You miss the 80s, Gary?
I sure do. Back in my youth, I had a lot of fun back in the 80s and early 90s.
I bet you
did. I worked at that club until it burnt down in 1993. I worked there for 5 years.
You didn't burn it down, did you, Gary?
No, you know better than that.
That's right, Gary. That's right.
Yeah, I had to go find another job after that.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you calling. I'm so glad you had fun at Merlefest. We appreciate you listening. Now, you know, we got a new deal with Charlotte Motor Speedway going on. So plenty of tickets to the events happening at the Speedway and Z-Max Drag Strip throughout the rest of the year. So you keep listening. You a racing fan, Gary?
Yes, I am. I like a... Yeah, I like NASCAR pretty good. I live in like a NASCAR radio, like in the neighborhood. Yeah, the neighbors that went with me, Darren and Alec Russell, he worked for Roger Penske for 20 years. He used to be Brad Keselowski's engine tuner. He retired about 3 years ago. He got his own business now.
Mm.
He said he could never get away and do nothing like that when he was tied up with that racing for 20 years. He said it feels good to be able to go to stuff like that now.
That's a whole weekend. You know what I mean? That's your whole. That's literally from what, Wednesday to Sunday. You're out there at the track every week.
Yeah, they keep you tied down. You can't go. You can't do nothing else but racing. He said.
That's right.
Yeah, he said he enjoys gets out doing stuff like that now. He told me he really appreciated me sharing the tickets with him.
Well, we appreciate you, Wolfpack.
Yes, we do appreciate you, Gary.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Well, you have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you probably sometime this week.
Man, I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You know, Merlefest was, what, 3-4 days going on?
Yes, 4 days.
And then there was also this past weekend, there was a lot going on around the lake.
There was so much going on.
One of the things going on was Taba Walk. Who else was there? Patrick Reynolds.
He was there.
Host of the Home Ad Show, also with Waves Entertainment. Patrick, how was Taba Walk?
It was fantastic. It's the largest crowd I've seen for a Taba Walk in years. I would compare it to the one we had in the spring of 2021, right after the the pandemic and the lockdown where everybody came out. Weather was great, so the crowd was good. Very good time had by all, I believe.
Okay. And then when you were on stage, I think. Did you MC? Is that one that Waves MC'd?
Yes, I did MC the Tabawak from the main stage at the Oak Street Mill. Waves Entertainment provided that big stage, the LED walls, and the sound system that you saw on social media if you weren't there. And my dulcet tones were on the microphone, introducing the bands and keeping the show moving along.
It looked like there was quite an array of activities at Tabawak, because you got stuff for kids, you got stuff for adults. It's a little bit of everything. What was your favorite part of Tabawak?
Oh, my favorite part of I tooted my own horn last week and standing up on the stage and seeing the audience. So I won't do that joke again. However, from the musical point, the headlining band was the first time that I heard them, and they made me a fan. Orange Plush. I'm always on the lookout, got my ears open for new bands and new sounds, and I believe they are a new band in the area and have really taken off. And they headlined. I wasn't sure what to expect, but man, they wowed the crowd, had everybody dancing and singing along. A fantastic time. Great, great piece of music by Orange Plush. I'll give them a plug here.
Oh, well, Orange Plush.
Did you get any of that food truck food out there while you were?
I most certainly did.
They didn't have any salads, though, anybody. They didn't have any salads.
If I put lettuce on my burger, does that count?
Yeah, that's halfway there. It counts for me. The tomato on there is healthy for you now.
I held the tomato, so not a fan. However, I think that I had a great time hanging out with Justin's co-hosts.
Justin who?
Justin Kazepis.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
you're talking about Mamie.
I'm talking about, well, I saw and had a little walk and talk with Mamie because we saw each other, and I was thinking about it. Most of our conversations have occurred either on air or over a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
And then here we are, like, talking like regular people, and it occurred to me.
Off the record?
Yes. Well, wow. I won't tell you what we talked about.
Yeah, we won't tell you what the topics were.
And then I got to meet Claudia Ogrizek.
Oh,
your co-host, yes, of Real Talk today, 3 p.m. right here on WSIC. And Mamie was kind of the translator as she introduced us, and we knew each other but didn't know each other. Mamie told Claudia who I was. She goes, "Oh yeah, I know who you are." And Mamie said, "Now Claudia is a co-host with Real Talk." And I went, "Oh, I know who you are." And then we suddenly bonded of we knew each other but didn't know each other, and it was nice to hang out with people for real and not just on airtime with microphones. It was cool to actually talk like people.
It's kind of like this is just a big giant like Love is Blind type shit, like, operation we've got here where we just talking to microphones, can't see each other.
No.
And we just explore each other's intricate details of their life.
We were staring right at each other, and like from Mamie's point of view, it must have been a little comical, like the two of us, Claudia and I, discovering who each other was, even though we're looking right at each other and don't know each other, but we do know each other. And when it all clicked in, I think Mamie had a good laugh at it.
It was a good time.
It's pretty good.
We had a good time. Yeah, I had a grilled mac and cheese, so that was fantastic.
Grilled mac and cheese.
Yes. It was a grilled cheese sandwich with mac and cheese and pimento cheese inside of it. Don't have to tell you how that was fantastic. Mm.
It's like the cheese ball guy in New York City.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was living my best life. Nobody standing around to watch me eat it, though.
Did you see this, Patrick? A guy in New York City ate an entire tub of cheese balls this weekend, and it was quite the spectator sport.
It's top story.
I did not see it, but I certainly heard the play-by-play from you guys on my drive up to the studio. Made me want to go off my diet and dive right into a junk food diet.
It's a story of resilience.
I need some orange powder on my fingers during home ad show.
It's more orange plush when you get to that.
The music, the band, the snacks. It's a thing.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. You want to buy something, sell something, celebrate somebody? Well, you call into the Home Ad Show, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Patrick, anything that people need to be aware of today when they call in to talk to you?
Phone lines will be open. We buy, we sell, we celebrate. We will be spinning a prize wheel at 10:45 for a birthday and prize anniversary package. No pigs going to be given away today. We're going to give away some other cool snacks, though. And we're going to play Name That Tune during the show, during in and out of breaks. We've got some songs coming up. Producer Joe has put it together. I'm just going to guess, and he's grinning and laughing already, so it should be a fun time for all.
It sounds like a great day there. The Home Ad Show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Patrick, we appreciate you. We'll let you get ready for the show, sir.
Thank you all. Good talking to you.
Don't forget, Teacher of the Month, the drawing is tomorrow for this month's winner, but it's ongoing. So if you don't win tomorrow, your name is still in the hat, and you can still nominate people. It's going on continuously throughout the year. Last day of the month, we always draw a name. Shout out to Nina's Boutique, $50 gift certificate. Shout out to Brighter Smiles of Davidson, free gentle whitening treatment for the winner. Always a good time. Happy Monday. Anything? Did I forget anything?
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
We got to figure out how to cut that pig.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.